in this bulletin. The man accused of raping former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins to stand trial in June. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison condemns violent rhetoric and threats at Melbourne pandemic protests. And in football, Matilda stars shine at the Women's Champions League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The man accused of raping former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins inside Parliament House in 2019 is set to stand trial in the ACT Supreme Court in June. Charged with sexual intercourse without consent, Bruce Learman, aged 26, has pled not guilty. A tentative trial date of June 6 has been agreed between prosecutors and the defendant's lawyer. The trial is expected to run for 3 to 4 weeks. Disgraced Victorian former Labor MP Adam Somurek says he will vote against the state government's pandemic bill after his parliamentary suspension was lifted, allowing him to take part in the vote. Debate on the Public Health and Wellbeing Amendment Pandemic Management Bill is set to resume today, but a final vote may come as late as Friday, with MPs advised Parliament could sit an extra day. It comes as counter-terrorism officials charge a Victorian man who encouraged anti-lockdown protesters to bring firearms to State Parliament and allegedly suggested they execute Premier Daniel Andrews. Investigations are continuing into other alleged extremists involved in the pandemic bill protests. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has addressed controversy surrounding the Victorian Pandemic Laws Bill, saying it's time for governments to step back, adding that Australians have gotten vaccinated and kept their part of the deal. He, however, says there is never an excuse for threats and violence.
We're a civil, peaceful society. Where we have disagreements, we don't handle them with violence, and there can be no tolerance for that. No matter how frustrated people might be, that is never the answer. Of course, there are many people who are feeling frustrated. I mean, over the last couple of years, governments have been telling Australians what to do. Now, there's been a need for that as we've gone through the pandemic. But the time is now to start rolling all of that back. Australians have kept their part of the deal. More than 80% of Australians are now double-dose vaccinated.
Temporary humanitarian visas issued to Afghans who helped Australian forces and were trapped on the ground after the Allies' withdrawal will be extended. The decision to extend the visas on an ongoing basis affects certified local workers, including interpreters. It also includes people who worked in other capacities with the Australian government in Afghanistan and their families who were issued temporary humanitarian visas. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke has called on the Taliban not to stop people who want to leave. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has visited the central western town of Forbes, where heavy flooding has forced hundreds to evacuate their homes. While some residents have now returned, a flood risk remains as water began sweeping through the streets yesterday. Mr. Perrottet has praised the resilient efforts of the 300 SES volunteers.
We couldn't do this without the support and the great Australian spirit of the volunteers that we have. If you look at how many homes have been evacuated, 800, that's 1,800 people. But the SES do an amazing job.
In football, Matilda's ace Caitlin Ford has scored for the second consecutive Women's Champions League game as Arsenal accounted for HB Kuya 3-0 to all but secure their progress from the group stage. Australia goalkeeper Lydia Williams did her bit to keep a clean sheet for Arsenal, making a fine reaction to deny Maddie Porkeny before the hosts wrapped up the points. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 25. Adelaide, windy and partly cloudy, 29. Melbourne, a shower or two and windy, 25. Hobart, showers developing, 16. Canberra, mostly sunny, 23. Wollongong, similar conditions, 23. Sydney, much the same, 26. Newcastle, a possible shower, 27. Brisbane, showers 26, Cairns a shower or two 32, and Darwin sunny 36. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.